Now time for Locker Room Chat. I'm joined by Onega Boys Head Basketball Coach Luke Baxter after a couple tough losses this past week. Coach, let's start off with your game on last Tuesday against Oskaloosa, falling in that one 59-49. What are some things that maybe you wish went a little bit differently?
Oh, I think I talked about our defense. Was probably our worst defense of the year that game. Offensively, might have been our best offense of the year, but defensively, we on the ball, our help side wasn't good, and looking back, our transition defense wasn't very good. And it's really, other than that game, our transition defense has been really solid for the most part. We haven't given up a lot of easy baskets in transition, but that was one thing we worked on a lot this week. Maybe we worked on defense too much because we played pretty good defense last night, but offensively we didn't have much flow. So that was, defense really stuck out against Oskaloosa as something that we had to get better at. And we did, and we just got worse offensively.
And we talked about the game a little bit last week, but talking about this game from yesterday, like you said, offensively, what were some things that maybe were not quite able to fall on your guys' way?
Well, we really just didn't get much flow after the first quarter. First quarter, we did a lot of good things. We had more points in the first quarter than we did the second and third combined. You know, shot selection was not real good at times, and we didn't finish. We made some baskets, got called for some unfortunate offensive a turnover and a foul that I thought it could have gone either way. It kind of took the momentum away, but and a lot of that had to do with Australia. Their defense, they get after it, they play hard, they switch screens, they get in the passing lane, and honestly, our defense, half court defense, was good enough three quarters that really about the only way they scored was steals and layups. So he could have taken care of the ball a little bit better there. I feel like we would have been in a lot better shape going in the fourth quarter.
And then you guys have to follow that game up against the number 2 team in the state in Hanover coming up on Friday. How difficult is it for you guys to face such good teams right before the break?
Oh, I mean, it's our league. So, you know, last year I felt like it was every night. And you got to come ready to play every night, or you know, you'll get beat. And we are getting better. I know the score last night doesn't reflect that, but you know, we're down by 3 with the ball halfway through the third quarter, and we lose by 28. So it's on me to. We got to play 4 quarters back last year. We're playing about 3 quarters right now, and it's all sorts of different times, but. We've got to play 4 quarters, and if we do that, I like our chances. And Hanover's going to be tough, though. A lot of tradition, a lot of good basketball players. We got the luxury of playing at home, and we've got to put 32 minutes together and give Hanover everything we got.
Absolutely. Coach, thank you so much for your time. Best of luck on Friday, and I hope you have a great break.
Thank you. Appreciate it. We'll talk to you later.
Always love catching up with head coach Luke Baxter of the Onega Boys basketball team. It's brought to you by Community Healthcare System, Blue Valley Technologies, and Main Star Trust.